When the Second World War gave way to the Doomwatch days and Strangelove nights of the Cold War, it entered a period in which the same clubbable fellow might find himself working in a mature organisation vastly larger and more professional than the half-assed amateurism of the early days. The CIA was born in the shadow of the wartime OSS and grew into the emblematic company, traders in secrets, overthrowers of governments, locked in titanic struggle with that other superpower rival, the KGB, and their less well-known fellows in the GRU. The age of the traditional sneak spies with their Minox cameras gave way to the era of the bugging device. With the 1960s came a new emphasis on supplementing human intelligence, HUMINT, with intelligence from electronic sources, ELINT. New agencies, the NSA in the United States, GCHQ in the UK, expanded as the field of spyless spying went mainstream, aided by the explosion in computing power made possible by integrated circuits and, later, the microprocessor. As telephony, television, telex, and other technologies began to come online, a torrent of data poured through the wires, a deluge that threatened to drown the agencies in useless noise. Or was it the whispering on the deep ocean cables? Maybe the chatter served to conceal and disguise the quiet whispering of the hidden oracles, dribbling out strange new concepts that warped the vulnerable primate minds to serve their inscrutable goals. The source of the incredible new technologies that drove the advances of the mid-20th century was, perhaps, the whispering of an alien farmer in the ears of his herd. Times change, and the golden age of spying is over. We've delivered the harvest of fear that the secret masters desired. Or maybe they've simply lost interest in us for the time being. Time will tell. For now, be content that it's all over. The Cold War was a time of strangely rapid technological progress, but also of claustrophobic fear of destruction at 3 minutes' notice, of the thermonuclear stars coming and bringing madness and death in their wake. Retreat into your soap bubble universe, little primate, and give thanks. From the perspective of the 21st century, Bond was a poor archetype for a hero. Certainly he couldn't save us from the gibbering horrors of the Cold War, but only cast a shadow beneath their unblinking ground zero glare. But we found salvation in the end, in the most unlikely place of all. If you turn on the TV, you're likely to see one of old Ernst's protégés being held up for praise as an object of emulation. President of Italy? Captain of Industry? Or Chief Executive of Enron? Spectre won, and it's their world that we live in. The world of the lesser evil. Charles Stross, Edinburgh, UK, February 2006. This ends the author's afterword to the Jennifer Morgue, read by me, your host, Stephen Crossley. If you've enjoyed this book and this performance, Sci-Fi Audio recommends Love in the Time of Fridges by Tim Scott, narrated by George K. Wilson. The motto of New Seattle's Health and Safety Board is Do not die for no reason, an edict issued by a city so obsessed with the danger of sharp corners that it has almost forgotten how to live. But Huckleberry Lindbergh is about to find his trip to the city most decidedly unsafe, because a chance encounter leads him into the heart of a dark conspiracy. And in order to stop it, this former cop is about to do something so unsafe, so monumentally stupid, that its reverberations will be felt all the way to the Pentagon. Tim Scott's hilarious yet poignant novel is about love, loss, and a bunch of itinerant appliances. You'll find a wide selection of titles in the Recorded Books catalogue, including bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more. Call us toll-free or log on to recordedbooks.com to learn about our latest releases and special offers, order another recorded book, or to read author interviews and narrator profiles. Don't forget to ask about easy 30-day rentals by mail. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.